laws of Shabbos, we're going to skip forward for the last class of the Zman. We're in the middle of the laws of cooking, but we'll skip forward now to the next chapter. We'll try to do that quickly. The laws of gozes. What is gozes? Gozes is when you shear a sheep. You cut off the wool. So ordinarily you do that when the sheep's alive, right? That's gozes. Okay, so if we cut off hair from a man or an animal, alive or dead, that's also called gozes. So if a person were to take a haircut, if a person were to pull out feathers, so that's gozes. Now, ordinarily gozes is when I need the item I'm cutting off, right? Another example of this would be cutting our nails on Shabbos. Why are we prohibited from cutting nails? Because cutting nails is a form of gozes. I'm cutting off something from a live creature, me. And even though you could argue that over here I have no use for the nail, that's still gozes. Gozes is unique in that gozes is not only when I need the item that's being cut off, even if I don't need the item that's being cut off, I just don't want it where it's at. That's still gozes, as we will see. So it's prohibited. Another example of this that you guys won't like hearing is pulling off cuticles. If you have these little pieces of skin hanging at the edge of your finger, pulling them off is also, you're pulling off a part of the body, so to speak. That's also gozes. Where do we run into this a lot? People who bite their nails have a problem. And people who pick at their lips have a problem. Sometimes people pick their lips. So you'll say, but I'm doing it by hand. Isn't gozes always with an instrument? It's only with an instrument where it's normal to do it with an instrument. I think most normal people don't take scissors to cut off their dry skin off their lips. So pulling off dry skin with your hand is the way people, whoever pulls off dry skin, they do it with their hand. So that's also prohibited. Now, don't go telling everyone this, because there are people who will do it anyways. So if they're going to do it anyways, then maybe they have to change the habit before you tell them it's usher. Maybe you tell them, look, I heard that there might be issues with this. Maybe you should work on breaking the habit. But usually, you got to be careful. It's not always good to inform people of something that they're going to transgress. Anyways, yes?
Is gozes only applicable to the body or applicable to having unnecessary things from other items, such as the stem of a tomato, if you're cutting tomatoes?
I don't think that's gozes, no. Okay. It has to be from either a human or an animal. Okay. If you cut a plant that's growing, that's kotzer. If you cut a piece of paper to size, or you cut a leather hide to size, that's mechatech. There are other prohibitions of cutting.
If there's an area, say you have, you're cutting an apple, and there's a part of the apple where it's brown, but the rest
right.
Of it is...
That's not possessed. Okay, so we're not allowed to pull out hairs. So that means we're not allowed to pull at our beard and pull out hairs from our beard either. Some will say that even after a chicken is cooked, you're not allowed to pull out hairs from the chicken, and that's why you should clean your chicken before Shabbos. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman used to quote the Maril Diskin. I think the Maril Diskin, who said that from a cooked chicken, there's no prohibition of gozes. But others disagree. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself is quoted as saying that that's prohibited. But here in this book, he goes with the more lenient opinion. He says, if you get a chicken on Shabbos, and there are hairs on the cooked chicken, and you want to take them off, he says you can rely on the more lenient opinion. Assuming you're eating right now. Okay, what else do we have? Sometimes you'll wear a wool coat, and there can still be hairs on it, or attached to it, that you don't like, you want to pull out. So that could also be gozes. What else do we run into this? If a person has white hairs, and they want to pull out those white hairs. So for a man to pull out white hairs, So that's lo yilbash. We're not supposed to be like women, where every little hair interests us. Even when we look in a mirror, we're supposed to look in a mirror like for a few seconds, the amount it takes to see that we're presentable. But to stand there in front of the mirror, taking care of every hair, that's already being womanlike. That's lo yilbash. But for a woman, so that's perfectly legitimate if she's taking out her white hairs or her black hairs. You know, sometimes she's all white. She's got one black hair. She wants to take that out. But on Shabbos, that's gozes. Plucking out that hair is also gozes. What happens if stuff gets caught in your hair? You got to try to take it out in a way that won't obviously pull out hairs. If you're not sure if it'll pull out hairs, so that's not a psik reisha already. Where this comes up is sometimes you have a bandage. You put it on a band-aid. So when you take it off, if you're for sure going to pull off your hairs, that's not right. So the key is put soap water. I know it takes a little bit longer. We usually don't do this when we take off band-aids, but you could do it. And you could also put acetone. And the band-aid comes off easy. Look, my son had stitches a few weeks ago, and we had to keep switching the band-aid on the stitches. With acetone, every time I touch near the band-aid with my finger with acetone, so the band-aid released itself. You know, acetone is it's not alcohol, so it doesn't hurt. It doesn't burn. Yes. Give me a minute, we'll get back to that, okay? So our sages prohibited combing our hair on Shabbos because the average comb that people use tears hairs. If you want, then you can have for Shabbos a brush or a comb that's gentle, that won't tear hairs. So when I was younger, I used to say, my hairs never tear. Now that I'm older, my hair still don't tear. I don't have hair to tear. Right? But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know factually because I never noticed by me personally. When I was younger, I didn't see that the hairs would tear from a comb, and now I don't. You know, the comb can go through. It's not a problem. It's not. But the halacha does consider it as a psik reisha. So that means that the average person using a comb is tearing hairs. I don't know. I honestly, this is a halacha I don't have clarity on because I personally tried experimenting with it. And I didn't find this. And now it could be that today that we use conditioners and we use shampoos. I don't know. Do you guys find that you tear hairs as you're combing? You don't comb. Okay. Now, yes.
You mean tear the hair, or you mean pull it out?
Both.
It's also like snapping the hair is also the same
function. Tearing the hair is the same as pulling it out, I think. Yeah. Hey, what about making a part in the hair? Your girls are going to want that. So we don't do that with an instrument on Shabbos. We do it with our hands. To make a part, you know, girls will sometimes want to part their hair. I encourage my daughters to braid their hair before Shabbos in a way that they won't have to deal with it on Shabbos, that it'll stay put. Because otherwise, it can be really annoying for them. Their hair is good, it isn't good, so why should I get into all that problem? We even got our daughter a special gel that'll hold the hair in place for Shabbos, so it shouldn't bother her. You see, when we reach these halachos, doesn't mean so be disgusting on Shabbos. It means find the solution so you won't be disgusting on Shabbos, right? The halacha says don't part your hair with a comb on Shabbos. Fine. Find a way to do it that if it's important for your daughter, so find a way to do it that she won't be transgressing this on Shabbos. Now, there's this thing called a sheitel, a wig. You have a problem combing a wig on Shabbos because same thing. There I hear it. I've heard women combing their sheitels, and you hear them tearing hairs as they're doing it. It seems like that's obvious they're tearing it. He says, if you see a woman that's lenient on this and does comb her sheitel on Shabbos, respect her, she has what to rely on. Yes?
What about Pale in this regard?
Same thing.
So, but you said that, what about, you wake up in the morning, your peyot are like, you're allowed to misadar them, so long as you're not pulling out hairs or using an instrument?
Yeah. Okay. You, right. Just be careful not to pull out hairs, not to tear hairs, yeah.
But how does it work?
You're saying, why is that gozes?
Yeah, so
that's a good point. I didn't think of that. I hadn't thought of that. You're right. I don't know. No, you're 100% right. I don't know. Why would it be that way? He's right. I don't know. That's also true. I don't know. Because that's not Mekom Gidulo. It didn't grow there. I don't know. Remind me. I you know, it's so not alive by me. I didn't think of that. But you're right. It's a good question. I don't know. Remind me. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe it's still further than that. It's like separating something from the mixture.
And that's a totally different malacha. No. Both can discuss it in the realm of gozes.
In the Shabbos book, it says because it resembles the same exact action, because it's not living, so they forbid this.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. So that's in a nutshell Malechet Gozes. But you left me with a good question. I have to do homework. If you could remind me, I have to get. I don't know. I have to get back to you on that. Yes.
Yeah.